day 17, as we forgive. Congratulations, it's your 17th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, thank you for your forgiveness. I pray that during this time, my friend would be able to experience your loving kindness and realize there's truly no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're now entering into the secret place, into intimacy with the Father. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray this way, as we forgive. Know that everything is a gift of grace from God. The Bible says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Ephesians 2:8. It's not by our merit that we earned forgiveness, but by the sacrifice of Jesus, the innocent one nailed to the cross for us sinners. It's important that this gift of forgiveness now accomplish its work within you. Yes, you are forgiven, reconciled with God. Now it's your turn to forgive. But before we talk about others, have you forgiven yourself? Think about it for a few moments. The Bible says, "So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." John 8:36. The Lord wants to lead you to complete forgiveness. Real liberty is being forgiven by God, forgiving yourself, and finally, forgiving others. Think about it again. Do you need to forgive you? Are your past mistakes like balls and chains you're dragging around behind you? If so, confess aloud that you're forgiven and free. Declare, as the Bible says, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and therefore, no condemnation for you either. Here's a promise from the Word of God for you. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:20 through 22. You are no longer under condemnation. Your heart does not condemn you any longer. You now have confidence. God has forgiven you, and you have forgiven yourself. Whatever you ask, you will receive from him. The Bible promises. Free from condemnation, take a moment to ask God what you need. Now take several moments to listen to God in silence, your heart free from all condemnation. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Throughout this day, remember you are no longer condemned. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence, extending this time if you'd like. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on the 18th day of this prayer journey. Have a beautiful day in His presence.